For taking some time out to have a chat here on The Band Next Door. Cable Ties have recently released their second LP. Again, it's a very frenzied and frenetic record. You put out the self-titled record about 3 years ago now. Did you start working on the follow-up pretty much from the get-go? Because one of these songs was released back in 2018. Tell 'em Where to Go was a 7-inch as well, so any of these songs leftovers from that first session you did as a band for that self-titled album?
No, there's nothing that was left over from the first record.
Okay.
I guess in 2017 we were already writing songs to work on whatever was coming up next, and some of those are on this record, and of course, like in all songwriting processes, some of them don't quite make it.
Jenny has said that lyrically, the album's a much more of a introspective LP this time around. As much as the gripe with various issues is still front and center, it's more so about looking at oneself and not liking what they see. But you all seem like a really nice bunch of people. So what is there to not like about yourselves?
That's kind of you to say. I don't think it's about seeing yourself as unlikable. This doesn't come from a place of not caring about or not liking yourself as a person. I think it's about applying a critical gaze to what you do and the way you make yourself through the world, trying to find not only the ways that other people do things that upset us, but the way that the things that we do ourselves do and don't fit into the values that we espouse.
So does being a punk band by default generally mean that you have to be an angry bunch of individuals?
No, I don't think so. I think the less prescriptive people are with definitions of punk rock, the better it is for everyone. Punk is about unpicking the things about the status quo that you find to be a bit of an issue and finding ways that you can do things that are more representative of your values. That's what punk rock is to me.
Would you say that maybe it's an alter ego of sorts that comes through when you're writing and performing? Like, do you keep it bottled up purely just for what you do as Cable Ties?
I wouldn't say it's an alter ego. I think that Cable Ties is an expression of aspects of self.
Okay.
And I think that is one of the great things about playing in a band. Aspects of yourself that exist within you but are perhaps not seen in everyday situations. One thing about rock and roll in the 70s, as the great Ian Sfenonius points to, is that it became obsessed with something we know as authenticity.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty strange notion, to think that by getting up on stage and performing that you are somehow tapping into, that there is an authentic self that can be brought to that. Playing in a band isn't a normal thing to do. Getting up and like raging for 45 minutes or for spilling out tiny aspects of yourself like they're the biggest things in the world, that's not like standard practice for people. And the idea that you can go and see a band and because they're like failing to perform in or refusing to perform in a like traditional sense, that they're somehow tapping into authenticity, it kind of misses the mark for me a little bit. And I think that being in a band, getting up and playing, is an opportunity to explore aspects of yourself, and it doesn't need to be the complete you and it doesn't need to be the whole you. Just as when you go into work, you can't perform all of yourselves. I'm not sure if I'm quite tying this point together, but the idea is that it's not about tapping into an alter ego. It's about aspects of yourself that you don't always get to enjoy being or doing.
Going on from that, do you find that maybe you'll have to present constantly a sense of aesthetic that normally wouldn't be yourselves?
I wouldn't say that I feel like in Cable Ties that I have to step into Cable Ties. I feel like when I play in this band, this is an extension of myself and it's part of myself, but it's not something that I feel forced into. I feel like it has enough room in there for me to express more than a singular notion of me.
I really love the way your bass sounds on this album, especially on Self-Made Man. There's that really deep gurgle is the way I would describe it. You worked with Paul Mabry again for this record, who you also worked with on the first album. How would you describe the Cable Ties recording experience? I get the impression, again, because you're a punk band, maybe that's just some kind of stereotype, that you're just like a plug-and-play kind of group. There's not really much of a shadowistic thing going on behind the scenes there.
Yeah, look, I think there's a little bit of both at play there. In terms of the performance itself on the record, we want to make it as direct as possible. So we go in and the three of us set up in tight in a live room, which isn't a traditional way of setting up for recording, but it's a way that helps us be us, if that makes sense. We're trying to make it feel like we're playing live in some aspects, at least. Tight in a room, minimal barriers or obstacles between us so that we can kind of get in and feel and see each other in a nice tight space. Jenny and I will pick out two amps each and run through both of them at once, which is where you kind of get those really big 70s guitar sounds on the record. Once we've laid down all those beds live together, we then go back and sort of say, what does this need in terms of overdubs? So does it need a little bit more of this? Does it need some double track guitars? Does it need backing vocals? Does it need gang vocals? Does it need a little bit of something, something here and there? And I think it's like trying to catch that live, raw aspect of the performance, but then to kind of also help that forward, because it's not a live performance. It's a record. You're actually trying to replace an entire live show. The smells, the sounds, the tastes, the excitement of being in a room. You're replacing that with two pieces of cardboard which are being pushed back and forth by a magnet. It needs a little bit of help. And that's where doing some additional work in the studio and saying, well, what can we do to lift this, to replace the fact that there's no visual aspect of a band playing. There's no excitement of being out with your friends and having a couple of beers. There's no sense that you're part of a bigger whole when, you know, you kind of dissolve yourself in an audience in a band room. It's like you're going to have to do a little bit of something to make up for that.
Has the Melbourne punk rock scene changed much for you as a band since the release of that debut LP?
Look, I think these things are always evolving and they're always changing. Melbourne's very fortunate as to have a pretty evergreen band scene, because there's always new people kind of coming through, putting their own spin on things, bringing new schools of thought into the music that they do and the way they participate in that. So, I mean, I think we're seeing yet another little wave of punk bands that come through that don't do things the way that we were doing them 5 or so years ago when we started up. And I think that's good and healthy.
Is it hard to keep your head above the water, so to speak? Is it difficult to be heard in a saturation of sound?
I think we're pretty lucky. I think that we've always been really well supported by community radio down here in Melbourne, and we've also been part of a pretty supportive scene of bands and people that want to go and see each other's shows. Bands are a product of their time and place in a big way, and the idea of Cable Ties existing elsewhere or else when isn't something I've kind of ever given a great deal of thought to. Scenes in which new stuff is developing are always the ones that excite me.
I was reading an article with Jenny and Shauna, and they were discussing their time at the Girls Rock Camp and how they helped write a song there on the spot. And they were both really impressed with the attention that the young folk paid to what was happening in the world around them, and how without really having much of a helping hand, they got very political pretty much straight away. Does music always have to be political? Doesn't it at some point get a bit much if there's someone always yelling their view of an opinion at you in some way?
Look, I don't think that there's a singular way to be political.
Okay.
As a band, or in making art, or even in living your life, I think that talking about your opinions, as it were, is one way of doing that. I think the way that you interact with other bands that you play with, in the way you price the shows that you put on, in the choice of venues that you play at, and how those interact with people who might not be able to go to those spaces for a great deal of reasons. The people that you choose to put on shows with, I think those are all inherently and importantly political acts. And I don't think you need to have a defined position on a single or political issue, or a handful of political issues, and for them to have to be put at the front of your songwriting or repeated in the chorus to be a politically active person or a band that channels their values into what they do. I think that there are so many different ways of doing that.